your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. Today I'm joined with Kerrigan Behrens, co-founder and CEO of Sagely Naturals. And for everybody tuning in, Sagely Naturals is a collection of hemp-derived CBD-infused products that support whole self wellness. Kerrigan, it's fantastic to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Yeah, excited to have you here. Excited to talk about the brand. Kind of an interesting background. You were at UBS for many years, and then you were at Wolfgang Puck, and then you were even doing a little stint at Taco Bell, and got your MBA, and then you were the CMO of Throw. So lots of interesting things. But I'm just curious, you know, before you co-founded Sagely, you were the CMO and helped launch Throw. And I'm wondering, was that something that kind of inspired you to start your own business?
Yeah. I mean, I think you're totally right to point out the disparate career moves that I had. But as I'm sure many of your listeners will know, it doesn't seem like there really is a straight path into the cannabis industry. But yeah, working on Throw was something that I think it was sort of like starting a business with training wheels. So this was a business that I started with a few business school friends, and it was within the confines of a program that the school had created. So we actually were given a little bit of startup capital. And so it was a taste for what it means to start something from scratch, but we also had a lot of resources through the school that I didn't end up having, you know, when I actually started Sagely. So I realized very quickly that tech wasn't for me. The product itself didn't really feel tangible enough. And as you mentioned, you know, I had moved from finance, which really isn't tangible, to the restaurant industry. And I loved the satisfaction of actually serving people, you know, in a really nourishing, satisfying way with food. You know, an app for me wasn't that either. So when I tried CBD for the first time, it just became obvious that I needed to get back into, you know, CPG, actual tangible goods.
Awesome. So, you know, talk to us a little bit about the story of Sagely Naturals.
Yeah. So I was in business school, about to graduate, wanted to actually do marketing for a restaurant group, and couldn't convince anyone that a MBA was necessary for that job. No one really wanted to pay for me. So I was realizing pretty quickly that I was either going to have to rethink my career or start a business. And in school, I had done sort of a dual track of both entrepreneurship and marketing. Branding really appealed to me, brand building. I thought it was going to be something in food. And then I tried CBD for the first time, and it was truly one of those light bulb moments. I've dealt with chronic back pain for years, and I had really tried everything. I had seen 14 doctors. I had had steroid injections, epidurals, PT, acupuncture, you name it. And, you know, I was even giving myself an ulcer from all of the Advil that I was taking. And the first time I tried CBD, it changed my life because it felt amazing. And I quickly read up on it, and I realized that, you know, it wasn't going to give me the same side effects that I was experiencing from the Advil with the Vicodin. And I wanted more. And so I started going to dispensaries. I got my prescription. In 2015, you still needed a prescription in California to go to dispensaries. So yeah, it was pretty eye-opening. I noticed very quickly that there weren't a lot of products that I felt comfortable using, let alone, you know, that had a brand that really resonated with me. So so that was sort of the entrepreneurial light bulb moment, which is, okay, this product works. And, you know, there's white space right now for a brand that feels approachable, safe. And then, you know, that would appeal to someone like me or my mom, who is a shopper at, you know, Whole Foods or Target.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, I think we've had, you know, a bunch of guests in the CBD space, and it's kind of pretty amazing what we've actually seen happen in the last couple of years, let alone the last 9 months, especially through, you know, the COVID pandemic. We've seen a lot of consumers that maybe were first time triers, just because obviously we've been through, there's been a lot of trying times. So people are looking to more natural, holistic healing. So really good for the space. And I think just from a stats perspective, you know, the industry is expected to hit somewhere near, you know, almost 25 billion in just 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, so just curious from your standpoint, like, how are you planning on really, you know, not just gaining, but also retaining market share as the industry becomes more competitive and growing?
Yeah, you know, that part really hasn't changed since 2015 when we started the business. Obviously, it was a lot less crowded then, but there were some brands that are still around now that still are category leaders. And we felt like our advantage really would be just knowing our customer better and trying to serve a very specific customer. So we actually started with my mom in mind. She's a baby boomer. She's very healthy, but she deals with back pain just like I do. And she had, like me, tried many things. And we did consumer insights, and we understood very quickly that the barrier to entry for cannabis products, particularly CBD, wasn't that people are anti-marijuana or cannabis. It's more that they just don't like the feeling of getting high. So we started with this concept in mind that the brand needed to be approachable. We needed to educate and not sell, but rather, you know, give our consumers the education they needed to make the decision on their own that this was the right product for them. But, you know, we weren't trying to be all things to all people. And so even though we knew, you know, that there were kids using CBD, that there were 80-year-olds using CBD, we really focused in initially on that baby boomer woman and her needs. And our demo has expanded a bit, but we're still focused on women. We're still, you know, working to make a deeper connection with our consumer. We still stand for natural. Our quality standards are incredibly high, and, you know, we're focused on product innovation always. So that, in addition to just being the best possible partners to our retailers, you know, we're considered category captains at many of our retail partners because we are educating them, we're helping them figure out how to merchandise, and we're supporting their growth and the growth of the category. So I think, you know, we welcome competition, we welcome regulation. There's a lot that we're excited about in the months and years to come. I think what we're doing now is going to allow us to continue to grow.
That's awesome. And, you know, I think along the lines of distribution, you know, I know you guys landed in Neiman Marcus and CVS, which is massive. So congrats there. You know, and I'm just curious on that note, you know, obviously these are hard to get products in. So what was your kind of, what was your success in getting in there? And, you know, are there any opportunities from a threat perspective? Because then you kind of, you're a direct to consumer brand, and then it goes through, you know, a distribution, you know, retailer like that. Like, what are, how do you guys look at that?
Yeah, on the whole, we think it's one of our best assets, is the fact that we're in over 12,000 points of distribution across the country. It's incredibly exciting. And you won't be surprised to hear that the majority of that growth happened right after the Farm Bill passed. So, how we got into CVS and many of our larger retailers was actually just attending a conference before the Farm Bill and just really selling our vision for how CBD could look at a drugstore, basically, you know, and providing them with comfort that when their legal team said yes, that we would be, that they would be in safe hands taking our brand on. For Neiman Marcus, funny enough, it was actually an inbound call. We never expected to be in high-end retailers like that. You know, our strategy was always to be accessible. And so, yeah, the Neiman Marcus and Nordstrom's and Bloomingdale's of the world, we're super excited to be there because our consumer is there, but ultimately, we get excited about, you know, retailers like CVS and Rite Aid because it provides just so much access and the opportunity to be able to have essentially, you know, 12,000 billboards across the country. But the threat that you asked about is really just like, how do we stay focused? Because there are, you know, obviously competing needs in different retail channels. So I can't say that that's one that we've completely figured out. But yeah, just really honored to be in all of those channels.
Yeah, and I think also, you know, seeing your products in, you know, kind of everyday retailers is really just kind of bringing this even more mainstream and making it more, you know, widely used. And I think so many people are starting to turn to CBD products for the first time, which is great. Have you experienced anything that was either surprising or interesting during, you know, let's just say the last, you know, year during this pandemic, as far as like actual sales or customers or something that you actually learned, you know, during this kind of trying times?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, I think we have had to hold fast to some of our brand values. One of those being that CBD should only be in products where it adds a true medical benefit. You know, all along the way, there have been opportunities to create buzzworthy products. Like, you know, I think everyone would probably be familiar with the CBD mascara that was talked about. And, you know, we could have gone in that direction given our distribution, but it just never made sense. Like, why do you need CBD and mascara? And through COVID, you know, we got approached by our contract manufacturer to make a CBD hand sanitizer. And we were kind of scratching our heads like, well, you know, hand sanitizer is in demand. Like, if we could make this quickly, we'd probably sell a lot of it. But ultimately, we just didn't think that there was a huge reason to do that. And I think we probably actually lost out on some revenue as a result of not making that SKU. But you know, that's what you do to stay true to core brand values.
You know, I was reading some stats about the growth, at least on your side. So I know that from 2018 to 2019, you guys saw something like 514% year-over-year growth. Like, that number is amazing. So just curious from you, you know, kind of looking ahead, any predictions for growth over the next year or the next 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, COVID has definitely impacted us. You know, foot traffic is down in stores. And as you know, getting a really strong pipeline of customer acquisition online has its challenges in this category. But what we have seen is that we are still the top selling brand in the entire drug channel, top three in MULO, which is like supermarkets basically, and then, you know, top five in natural. And so when I look at our competitors, we are pretty much at this point the only brand that's not either public or has consolidated with another competitor. It does seem like there's a lot of consolidation happening in the industry. And because of COVID, you know, some smaller brands are folding. And so I think the fact that our market share has grown in this period is what's going to allow us to really come out stronger on the other side of this pandemic. I don't think that we're going to see 100% growth this year, but when, you know, we're already seeing that the trends in growth in our distributors is up since the height of COVID. People are returning back to stores. They are investing again in personal care. And so I think that all of the data is showing that it's going to be a good next couple of years.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about some of your products. Any that stand out that are like, you know, your customers' absolute favorites, like must-haves?
Yeah, definitely. It's that classic 80-20 rule, right? Kaylee, my co-founder, and I started with a product called the Relief and Recovery Cream, and it was really in reaction to my own back pain, my mom's back pain. How could we create a more exciting version of Icy Hot, basically? Because Icy Hot is not sexy. You know, you walk down the pain aisle in a CVS and it's just like nothing in there is new. And it's not a product that you're excited about having in your medicine cabinet. And CBD, as I'm sure you all know already, the beauty of it is that it's not just, you know, a band-aid approach. It's actually anti-inflammatory. It can help block nerve pain. So to start with essentially a natural version of an Icy Hot and adding CBD was our initial product, and it remains our best seller. It's the best selling CBD topical in the country. And so I always tell people when they're new to our brand to start with that one. You get this immediate cooling sensation because of the hint of menthol. There's essential peppermint oil. So it smells great. It feels great. It's not sticky. You know, I think I've tried every pain topical that's been devised, and you know, there were some that always felt good, like a Biofreeze, but then, you know, you smell like mint for the entire day and it sticks to your clothes. And so right. I think we really improved on all of those pain points, if you will, of the pain products. And so we have that product in many sizes. We have extra strength, and that's definitely our best seller.
Awesome. And so now I know you obviously are a kind of skewed, you know, to the female, you know, audience, but can men use your products too?
Of course. Yes. We're definitely not, you know, including like estrogen in our products or anything that would preclude a man from using it. And actually we know that, many of our households, the entire family is using the product. It's not just, the woman, but women do often make the household purchasing decisions. So, yes, men absolutely can use it. We're finding that the products that they like are more for, active use. So we have a relief and recovery spray, and that's kind of a hands-free version. So you don't have to wash your hands after you use it. And yeah, you know, we have some skincare products. I'm not sure that those would be the most exciting to men that are listening, but, definitely the relief and recovery. And then also we have a Drift and Dream, soft gel that's has melatonin and other herbal ingredients, that help you fall asleep faster and get a less interrupted night's sleep, which is actually what the CBD, can help with from a sleep perspective. So
that's what I need.
Yeah. We should do some.
And I know Cameron Diaz has a few favorites as well. The relief from that was nice to see as well. Cool. Well, this is super exciting. You guys have you know, really fantastic products, and you know, congrats on all the success. And obviously, you know, you guys have been kind of an early riser with the CBD movement. So congrats on, you know, sticking it out. And it was great to have you on the show. Kerrigan Behrens, co-founder and CEO of Sagely Naturals.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It's been a pleasure.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.